Non-commercial movie showings are about to pick up a little, with three this week. Tonight at 7:30, the Murdoch Theater at 536 North Broadway is showing one of Bette Davis's best women's movies of the 40s, Now Voyager, the ultra-romance in which Paul Henride does a bit with two cigarettes that had the tobacco people swooning in 1942. With Claude Rains, Benita Granville, Gladys Cooper, and Ilka Chase, from a bestseller by Olive Higgins Prouty, the Danielle Steele of her day. And next Wednesday at 6:30, the Murdoch starts its summer series of Metropolitan Opera showings with a repeat of Armida, which kept me entertained a while ago for 4 hours, and I was not an opera fan before, though I may be one now. That's Wednesday at 6:30 on the new big screen with the new sound system, and I loved it even with my crippled ears. And tomorrow night at 6:30, the Laurel and Hardy Fan Club has one of its usual programs with the feature Blockheads and the Oscar short The Music Box with Laurel and Hardy, the Three Stooges short, An Ache to Every Steak, the Edgar Kennedy short, It's Your Move, and Charlie Chaplin and Max Swain in the short, His Musical Career, in the Calvary Methodist Church, 2525 North Rock Road. Or you could prefer more conventional summer fare and see Iron Man 2. I must admit that comic book stuff like Iron Man 2, with its awkward mixture of juvenile superheroics and supposedly realistic psychological sub-themes and political relevance, is just not my cup of tea. Though neither was Spider-Man 2, which was in many ways similar and which I loved. And while I usually see this kind of pulp comic brutality fantasy only in snippets on television while waiting for something more to my taste to come on, I suspect that Robert Downey and Mickey Rourke do much better than most actors who are stuck in this kind of boilerplate usually do. As always, the special effects people require a half minute of the credits and do their work extremely well, and there's no end of bang, bang, and boom with no concern for credibility. But writer Justin Theroux and director Jon Favreau seem to have exhausted their imaginations with dreaming up the title. I can't but assume that Rourke's superheated electric whiplashes come from the comic book, and they're the only remotely new element we have. Sam Rockwell is excellent as a munitions manufacturer you have seen many times before, though never better. Gwyneth Paltrow would love to have something to do as a corporate CEO, but is overshadowed, almost replaced, by Scarlett Johansson as a Catwoman secretary, and Samuel L. Jackson is waiting for the next sequel to justify his presence. Don Cheadle is so nearly Iron Man himself as to hardly qualify as the usual sidekick. And the plot is the usual world domination stuff, which reminds me, for a person we are supposed to believe is personally responsible for world peace, Iron Man is unforgivably irresponsible and unsympathetic. Keep in mind that through most of the movie, he is literally dying and knows it. And with his death will come world war. Ayn Rand might have drawn a line before Iron Man. It's fine of its type, but it's a pretty tired type. Jim Erickson, over and out.